Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show as we continue our 23rd consecutive live celebration of Thanksgiving here in America. Jim Ballard's our guest. Jim is the books are stacked up here in front of me in my studio. What's the Rush? That was one of the first ones. Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. Does that sound like a book that could help you? I think it can. All the Well Done books. Jim, you're an amazing resource. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the time that you've given us. When we went to the break, you were going to tell us a story and had to stop. You know, can you remember the story?
Well, it's just a little anecdote. You know, in India, they think of Krishna as we think of Christ, as an incarnation of God. So this woman was talking to him, and he was going to go away. And she said, Lord, just promise me one thing, that we will that we will always have problems. Huh. And he said, oh, really? Why? And she said, because that will make us think that we need you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of like what you were saying before the break.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've got practices. Yeah. You have some practices that we can do to be thankful.
It came to me suddenly, the question, what beats my heart? What keeps our hearts beating? We're not linked up to a machine that does it. Sometimes when people's hearts are in trouble, they get linked up to a machine. But we don't have to go like an electric car and get recharged. Whether we're asleep or awake, our hearts beat. What makes that happen? And I've asked people what they think, and, you know, it was a new thought for me. So suddenly I'm thinking, if we don't know what beats our heart, and we don't know what digests our food, and we don't know what keeps disease away from us, those are all kinds of things that we can think of with the body to be thankful for. Just stop and think. Stop and think. It takes stoppage. Now think, here's another exercise. Think of someone you know or know about who is in trouble, who is disabled, who is in pain, who is near death. Everybody think of somebody like that. They're in a bed, they're in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Put yourself in their situation for a moment, in that bed, in that wheelchair, and think of what it must be like for them to endure that suffering, to be afraid, to try to feel what they might be feeling. And then come back and see and say to yourself, but I'm not that way. I'm here. I'm healthy. I'm well. I'm feeling good. I'm able to move around, do what I want. How come I get to be well? They don't. And you don't know. It's sort of like you don't know what beats your heart, but you can appreciate it perhaps in a new way. Like my mother used to say, you know, eat your food because the children in Europe are starving. Oh, but it's the same thing in a new way, because we come across somebody that's in real trouble and it stops us, and we say, wow, what if that were, it's through no choice of my own that I'm blessed to be okay, to be me. So there's another practice. Then here's another. Think about going through this day today. Just saying thank you. Just saying thank you for whatever happens, whatever you see, whatever you experience. It doesn't matter if you're talking to God or just saying it, but just say thank you.
You know, Jim, one of the things that I do when I'm saying my little prayers, especially just before I go on the air, I say thank you for energy. I actually thank God for energy.
Yeah, for life force. Do it right.
Yeah. I have a friend. You know, I have a friend who doesn't say thank you to customers. He says thank you for the food. He thanks his customers for the food. Isn't that great?
But you know, when families get together today, and that's what they all do, so often Thanksgiving is, you know, about overeating, and it's about football, and it's about Black Friday coming up tomorrow, and, you know, we tend to be, you know, we tend to have made this national holiday into those, into a shopping spree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
Black
these
Friday,
are ways to,
right? For God's sake. Deliver me from Black Friday. That's what I say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not making me go to Black Friday. Be part of Black Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a friend who says that whenever he goes into a store, if he has an occasion, I mean, like, to, you know, to groceries, or but he maybe walks through a mall or something, for which is not his way, but
right,
whenever he does, he says, I love to do this because I can see all the things that I don't need.
That's a great story. Hey, Jim, I got 30
yeah.
seconds. I got 30 seconds. What would you like to leave us with?
Here's a last practice. Imagine yourself a year from today, next Thanksgiving, giving thanks for everything that happened in that year that's just passed between mm-hmm. now and then. That's another one.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Next Thanksgiving.
That's a good one. Well, you and I are going to be right here next Thanksgiving, and we'll talk about that. Hey, Jim, I'm thankful for you, and you know that. I've told you that 1,000 times. Happy. Hope you have a great holiday, Jim, and come back soon.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
The great Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the wise one, Jim Ballard. As I said, he centers us whenever he hangs out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.